God, Spirit, Universe, Karma, Grace, Salvation, Why Words Need Care. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter in Comparative Religion Ministry, Words Matter. A person may say, I believe in God. Another may say, I trust the universe. Someone else may speak of spirit, karma, grace, salvation, energy, enlightenment, prayer, heaven, or peace. At first, these words may sound familiar, but shared words do not always carry shared meaning. That is one of the most important skills in this course. Slow down when spiritual words appear. For example, when a Christian says God, we mean the creator of heaven and earth, the personal, holy, living God, revealed in Scripture and supremely in Jesus Christ. But someone else may use God to mean a force, an inner feeling, the universe, nature, fate, consciousness, or a general sacred presence. When a Christian says grace, we mean God's undeserved favor given through Jesus Christ. But another person may use grace to mean elegance, tolerance, kindness, or a spiritual flow. When a Christian says salvation, we often mean forgiveness of sins, reconciliation with God, eternal life, and resurrection, hope through Christ. But another worldview may understand salvation as liberation from rebirth, freedom from suffering, moral improvement, enlightenment, social progress, or self-acceptance. A wise Christian leader does not assume too quickly. In ministry conversations, the same word can open trust or create confusion. A wedding couple may ask for spiritual language in a ceremony. A grieving family may say, she is in a better place. A coaching client may say, I need healing. A student may say, I believe in karma. Each phrase needs care. The goal is not to interrogate. The goal is to understand. Helpful questions include, when you use that word, what does it mean to you? Did you grow up hearing that word in a religious setting? Is that word comforting, painful, or confusing for you? Would it be okay if I shared how Christians understand that word? These questions protect dignity. They also help us avoid false agreement. Christian leaders should not pretend that all religions mean the same thing when they use similar words. But we also should not pounce on every difference. Words carry memory. Words carry family history. Words carry wounds. Words carry hope. So listen carefully. In comparative religion ministry, careful language is a form of love. It lets us speak truth without harshness and show mercy without confusion.